Morning. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. It's a very famous passage, right? This is a message to the exiles. Jeremiah 29. Let's read from verse 5. It says, "Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, and they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply there, and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets who are in your midst and your diviners deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams which they dream, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile." Amen. Now, we obviously are very familiar with verse 11 and 12, right? And you probably have heard, you know, this quoted many, many times in your life. But I think if you understand the context of it, it becomes even more powerful. And so what's happening is, you know, again, like in the beginning, I said, this is a message to exiles. And the Lord sent Israel away for a season. In this particular, it was 70 years. And they were disobedient. They, you know, were not living the kind of life that a separated people of God should be living. And so they went into a season kind of punishment in some ways. But even in that, right, the Lord still had his hand upon them, you know, and so they were sent off, and he basically tells them, look, you know, I want you to continue living your life, right? Even though, you know, this may be a confusing time, even though this may be a time that you have no idea what's going on, I want you to continue living your life. I want you to build houses. I want you to get married. I want you to, you know, send your children off to get married and be fruitful. And even in the city that I send you, you know, you seek the better word is peace, right? You seek the peace of that city, and in its peace, you will have peace. And so he's basically telling them to be good citizens, you know, no matter where they're at. Keep doing what you're doing. Continue living the life, you know. And then another layer is that there is going to be people that come, you know, false prophets, and they're going to presume to speak in my name. And the Lord says, listen, I didn't send them. Because I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. You know, plans for welfare, right? For peace and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And so we can look at it on a couple different fronts, okay? One front is when we feel like we're really confused and really don't know what God has in store, right? We don't quite know what's going on in the future. You know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next year or whatnot. And you know, the Lord, it's a simple word, right? He just says, look, you just keep living your life. Right? Don't stop what you're doing. You know, and this kind of goes back to, if you remember, you know, a long time ago, one of the things we say at SP all the time is that if you don't really know where you're going, just keep obeying the last thing that God told you to do. Right? At least you know that, right? At least you know the last thing God told you to do. So keep obeying that until you get new directions. You know, and so that's kind of paraphrasing what God is telling Jeremiah here, right? You keep living your life. You know, you keep doing what you've been doing. You know, and you keep going at it and keep doing that thing until I tell you the next thing to do. And he said, because he says, I know the plans that I have for you, right? And then the other side, too, is especially, you know, in the midst of confusion. And it seems like, you know, when we're really looking for direction and we're really looking for a way, you know, we can be very, very, very easily succumb to false prophets. You know, or bad messages from God, right? I mean, it happens all the time. Usually, you know, when during these situations, you'll look for anything because you already want it. You know what I mean? Like, you already want to go this direction. And so you're going to look for any simple little thing that will encourage you to keep going on the track that you've already decided to go on. Isn't that true? I'm not, and I know that's true in my life, you know, so I'm a normal person, so I imagine it's true for a lot of other people. You know, like you like someone or you're looking towards a direction and you're going to go out of your way to find confirmation, right? But you got to be aware and you got to be careful, you know, because it's especially in those times the enemy comes, you know, and he brings false messages to us. And so that's why, you know, it goes back to really relying on God. You know, really relying on what the Lord has. And this is the thing, either in exile, in punishment, or in confusion, God is always has our future in mind, right? And so, you know, the Lord's way of doing things is long-term, right? You know, he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for welfare, to give you a future and a hope, right? You know, a lot of times we settle for the short term because we're sinful, you know. We want it. This is what I can see. I want this, Lord, you know, kind of mentality. But God's heart is always long term. He wants to give us a future and a hope, you know. And the way we go about this thing, or the way we come to this place, he says in verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Right, and so again, if you notice a theme that's running through this whole week in devotions, it's about prayer. And this is what he says. He says, look, you start praying. Right, and the way he says, you'll call upon me and come and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. Now, so we know, okay, good Pastor. Okay, I know we should pray. Now he tells us how we should pray. Right, then Jeremiah, or the Lord will say, and you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all of your heart. So, right? So you can get God's ear by praying, but you get his heart, right? You get him if you search for him with all of your heart. All right? I know there's not much of a nuance there, but I'm making a nuance, okay? Right? He says, you know, if simple, right? You pray to me, I'll listen to you, but you will find him when you pray with all of your heart. So again, this idea of desperation, this idea of our hearts fully given over, right? This idea of absolute trusting God, you know, no matter what's going on in the midst of these things. And this is the word that says, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore all your fortunes, all these things, you know, that may be in punishment or in exile that were taken away or whatnot, because God has a future in store for each one of us. All right, so let's close our eyes this morning. A lot of times, Jeremiah 29, we stop at the first few verses. You got to understand how profound this message is to the Jews. I mean, they're about to be sent off. Great difficulty. And the Lord basically tells them, don't worry, I have plans for you. There's probably people sitting here in our listening audience on the web that's probably going through a difficult time. And listen to the words of the Lord. He says, I have plans for you. When you pray, he'll listen. But when you seek with all your heart, you get him. He says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I don't know about you, but I just don't want God to listen. I want him. So let's just begin to reorient our hearts, that we don't be satisfied with just him listening, but we want all of him. As Pastor Nate leads us, let's meditate on that.
Lord, I'll sing to you, Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carried in everlasting arms. You never let me go.
Let's just begin to pray over our community, especially if you know friends or people that are really seeking after something that may seem lost, or maybe you're lost. And let's just really ask the Lord that we just be very clear with His voice and recognize that false prophets will come, right? A lot of messages will come our way that are not from the Lord, and we need discernment during the season. Let's really cry out to God and just ask for our community, maybe for yourselves, and that God would really give us a direction during this time, and that we would really be able to trust Him in all circumstances. And so lift up yourselves or people that you know around church or your family or whatnot, and just really cover them right now. Let's lift up our house churches meeting tonight. Well, let's pray for Conduit Road House Church and for Pacific Place. Let's ask God to bless Sandro and GA and Angie and Mike as they lead tonight. Let's pray the presence of God would just really flow in their lives. Let's cover them. Let's just pray for our retreat coming up. Let's ask God to just blast us with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray that the favor of the Lord be upon us. Let's pray for our members that they would weave through the warfare of their schedules and their health and these things. And let's cover all the people that are going to be going and ask God to really protect and pray for Stanley as he's just being bombarded at work right now. Pray for Christina, more than likely will not be able to make it unless God really does a miracle on our behalf. And let's just lift up other members that may be going through difficult things to just try to get to this place. Pray for Juhi's China visa to come through on time, that she may be able to join us during this trip. Just pray for Stefan Hugo and his family as they make their way to Hong Kong. And God would just really bless them and just pour upon them. And God would give them messages to speak into our community. So let's lift up this retreat to the Lord. As a mission focus, let's pray for Cambodia. Well, let's ask God to continue to move upon that people group, that God would just really restore the things that were lost to them over generations of just cruelty. Let's pray for Pastor Oh, and I think he's in the States right now, and other leaders at New Life, and we'll be sending a team in December there to minister. And so let's ask God to really bless them. And I think it's just GA, Matt, and May. And so just really use this team to just impact the people there in Cambodia, this is the country. Lord, we bless you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have a future and a hope in store for us. Lord, we pray for our community, God, that may be lost and confused, God, maybe going through a season of discipline and correction. Lord, regardless of what's going on, Father, we pray that we would be able to trust you, God, that we would be able to, Lord, zone out, God, all the voices of the world that scream at us, God, to do this thing or follow this path. Lord, we want to just be obedient to you, God, and crucify our flesh, Lord, that only your voice is the voice that we listen to. Lord, even as the quote I read, God, and Lewis's quote, God, we just want to shove back all those things, God, that rage at us, Lord, just to hear your voice, God. And so help us, Lord. Quiet us, God, this morning. We bless you, Father. Thank you for this day, Lord. Help us to glorify Jesus this day in all that we do. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today, and we'll see you tomorrow.